A story most strange I shall to you declare, the like in past ages will hardly appear, so sad and so dreadful that but to relate may fear in the hearers and wonder create. 'Tis of a wretched woman that lately did dwell in Horsley Down, as thousands know full well, who upon the tallies put money to use, which oft the poor ruins when turned to abuse. And Dorothy Winterbottom was her name, though by Dirty Doll she was known most to fame. Her vices were many, as people express, being given to curse and drink to excess, which gave the foul temper a way to get in, and still urge her on for to multiply sin. To covetousness she was likewise inclined, for though she had store, yet she grieved in her mind that she had no more, and so sparing was seen that victual she'd begged where abroad she had been, or candles or shoes or what else she could get, for her heart on her money was wholly now set, which in her extravagant talk she would say the devil had lent her and she must repay. But one day with her tallies abroad having been, and not to her mind her extortion got in, she wished, as is said, if she then did fail, to arrest them and lay them to rot in a jail. The devil might mortify her at his will, not minding that God does rash wishes take ill, and oft in his anger let Satan prevail o'er those that before he'd no power to assail. When almost at midnight some time after that, she staggering home at last to her house got. But scarce was she entered when with doleful cries she called out for help, when straight at the sad noise and murders repeating her daughter came there. But being surprised and amazed with fear, herself durst not enter till other did hast to know what the matter was, but found all fast. So that the sad cry still increasing the more, which instruments fit, they broke ope the back door. When entering with lights, they might plainly perceive beneath the old lumber poor Dorothy heave, for overwhelmed with its weight she was struggling for life, yet threatening as if she had then been at strife with some dreadful foe, and no sooner relieved, but as one distracted, she flounced and she reaved, and in an extravagant manner, 'tis said, she confessed an encounter with Satan she had. And that the two devils had worsted, but then a third coming in had overcome her again, and that the sad quarrel for money was made, which she had borrowed and lent in her trade, that they came in human shapes she did confess, two in men's clothing, the third in woman's dress. Nor would she be persuaded that it was a dream, but angry with those that so told her did seem. When neglecting the bruises and using no art, the gangrene increasing soon reached to her heart, in spite of her virgins who came all too late, but could not reprieve her from death and sad fate. Though raving she lay, and oft idly she talked, as if hell's black spirits about her had walked, not minding advice, though many it gave, in hopes her poor soul from the tempter to save. Her talk of her money was mostly her care, still asking those absinthe a time they would pair. When falling asleep, she soon fainted away, and groaning her last, she had no more to say than dead her own daughter to her husband did send, who long had absented him, but in the end he, refusing to bury her, her daughter seized on what there was left to dispose as she pleased. And for her funeral straight did provide, as duty enjoined her, when hundreds beside attended the corpse to the churchyard, and there the sexton did recently old doll inter to rest her in grave now in spite of the fiends, until the great day comes in which the world ends. Then by her take warning that you tallies keep, lest Satan chastise you and make you to weep.